You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to give a shout out to my XM listeners who listen on channel 166. You guys usually catch the second hour of my show. My show goes on for 3 hours. And the previous hour, we had been talking about chronic pain medicines and how there have been more painkiller overdoses than those on, you know, with heroin or any other type of substance, even cocaine. So more people overdose on painkillers. We're talking about medical conditions that require multiple pain medicines. We're talking about fibromyalgia. So I just kind of want to catch you guys up to speed and go back to the phone lines. We are taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got Richard on the line. Hey, Richard, where are you listening from?
State of Washington.
Oh, wonderful. How you doing?
Real good.
Good, good. What's going on?
Just came in out of the cold and caught the end of your show, and you were talking about my area of somewhat expertise, only a different direction. I did take the AMA approach for a while and then dropped out because I realized I didn't want to be the local drug pusher. So I got into nutrition, and in doing so, I studied it. Well, really, I volunteered and did research at the Price-Pottinger Nutrition Foundation in San Diego. And what I found out was essentially we're designed to be hunter-gatherers, and our main source of food should be fats, which is totally in objection to what we're being told. And if you're on a diet that's high in fats with some protein and some non-starchy carbohydrates, essentially your body is calmed and supported in all of the places it needs to be, and fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue and all those conditions that we're now running rampant in our society are nothing more than your body being depleted of essential fatty acids middle stuff that you need to coat the system and grow the proper cells and whatever.
Fascinating. Wait a second, Richard, let me interrupt you. That's fascinating. I want to touch more about this. What's your level of expertise? What's your position? What's your profession?
I was doing nutritional consultation for a while with a company, that was associated with Standard Process, which is Royal Lee and Food Concentrates.
Okay. Because you actually bring up something that we've actually talked about on our show. Essential fatty acids are necessary, even for brain function, et cetera. Now, and you've also brought up, you know, I bring up hunters and gatherers. I don't know how long you've been listening to my show, but that's how we were, you know, when we caught an animal and we started to feed on the animal, we didn't always skin the animal. I mean, you would eat the whole parts of the animal, and whether whether the fat was marbled into the muscle or whether the fat was underlying the skin, you would eat that. So you're right. Your body is designed to eat fats. Of course, I wouldn't recommend a disproportionate amount of fats. I'd recommend vegetables and protein, et cetera. But I see where you're going with this, and you're making sense.
Second thing is we're also deficient in minerals, the positive valence minerals, primarily magnesium, which calms the system. So when you have fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue, you have essentially very excitable tissues, primarily nervous system tissues, that cause you to be overstimulated. So what your body does in response, it kind of shuts down. So like you, when you couldn't do anything, you couldn't move the next day, your body says, I'm mineral deficient. She keeps pushing me in a direction that uses up more of my minerals, and so what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go on strike.
But Richard, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. But however, even though I agree with that logic, which is why we recommend fish oils and vitamins, I mean, would you then say, I mean, because we do get people with fibromyalgia, vitamins and fish oil, and they don't get out of their attacks or their flare-ups. I would venture to say, if that theory holds true, with what you're saying, maybe it's because we're trying to give people their magnesium or their fish oils in pill form, and we need them to actually take it in terms of their vegetables and real animal fat meat.
That's incorrect. And you're the doctor, so you tell me about the parasympathetic, sympathetic, autonomic nervous system.
Well, I don't want to bore everybody else, but listen, here's my concern. We give people multivitamins, we give people magnesium, we give people.
They can't absorb them unless they're parasympathetic and they have a high hydrochloric acid content. So basically, you're just flushing stuff through. You're not absorbing it. We're a donut. It'll go through the hole in the donut. It won't be absorbed by the donut. Mm. And that's what we're doing in today's nutritional arena. Have you ever heard of the book Primal Body, Primal Mind?
No, I haven't. But, Richard, we're going to be coming up on break. So, Richard, thank you so much for being patient, staying online. I love what you brought up. You brought up some great points.
I would recommend you read Primal Body, Primal Mind and recommend it for your listeners. If you get that approach, which I just got the book. I heard her on Coast to Coast. You get that perspective. She's right on target with all the stuff that I've found in my research.
No, love it. Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate you calling. Thank you. All right. You know, there was a theory out where people taking cholesterol medications and they were lowering their LDL. They were lowering their bad cholesterol to the point where it was low. I mean, you know, you'll get measured with your bad cholesterol in terms of levels of being at 60 or at 100. And these were people whose LDL was dropping into the 30s and 40s because they're on cholesterol medication. And researchers were looking into this thinking maybe low LDL is actually accelerating Alzheimer's. Now, there were some studies suggesting you really need still LDL. I mean, LDL is there for a purpose, and you need it. And then that was debunked. And that theory was debunked. They said, you know what? No, you could take your cholesterol medication. You could lower your LDL as far as you could go with no fear. But that always still made sense to me. Because if you look at, you know, back when we were hunters and gatherers and what's out there naturally, you know, for us to eat, there's fat. Now, what's interesting is when you look at the Old Testament, they tell us not to eat the fat, not to eat the skin of animals, not to eat the blood. And we've talked about the Bible and how many dietary rules of kosher related to health. You know, the blood contained parasites, the fat clogged arteries, the skin, you know, would be dirty, etc. But, you know, you wonder how much fat the body really does need. Fascinating stuff. All right, guys, when we come back, more of the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. Treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have a long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not freedomtelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With freedomtelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is freedomtelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. I guess President Obama had his physical. You see, the president gets his physical. All right. See, I'm not just blowing smoke. President Barack Obama, they said, is fit at 50. He's 50 years old now. All right. They aren't telling us what he had. They said he had a physical performed last week at the White House by Dr. Jeffrey Coleman, who oversaw the physical, and he wrote a 2-page report. All clinical data indicate he will remain so for the duration of his presidency, saying he is fit for duty. All right, good for him. I'm glad. Good for him. Just, kind of wondering, what's it like to be the doctor for the president? I mean, do you do his prostate check? How thorough are they? You wonder, does the president let you, Well, yes, because didn't President Bush have a colonoscopy? I think presidents allow doctors to do what they need to do. They should. But, I wonder how it would go with a female president. Does a female president get a pap smear? And then who does that? National security issues. I know we're all thinking of that one South Park episode where somebody implanted a bomb in Hillary Clinton's uterus. It was a South Park episode. They called it a snook. It was hilarious, but it was not appropriate, of course, for children. Even though my kids tried to watch, it was like the 24, parody. But I don't want to ruin it for you guys. You'll have to YouTube it. But it was excellent. I don't know. That's kind of interesting, Or does the president just go, look, just listen to my heart and lungs, just do my blood work, and leave me alone? I don't know. They never really tell us how much is done, because there's many different ways to do a physical. You could do a physical halfway. right? Or you could do a very thorough physical, okay? I mean, I'm sure they put him on a treadmill. I'm sure they checked his heart. I'm sure they checked his lungs because he used to smoke. You know, did he get an ophthalmic exam? Does he go to the dentist? Does he, I don't know. Just, I think that stuff is fascinating. Just fascinating. What I don't think is fascinating is, you know, some of this entertainment news this week. Oh my gosh, it makes me sick. Hugh Grant becomes a dad. Yippee! But the mother is undisclosed. All right, now I don't think Hugh Grant is married. Right? Apparently they're all hush-hush on who the mother is. And, I mean, is it just me or are you all getting sick of hearing these people having kids out of wedlock? Right? I don't mean to, you know, try to be misconservative here, but I mean, what type of an example are we setting? And then look at this Kim Kardashian. We talked about this yesterday, right? Kim Kardashian, she goes through this lavish wedding, millions of dollars, wastes all the media's time. People are trying to compare it to the royal wedding in America. Please, royal wedding, my foot. Please don't try to compare yourself to the royals, my lord. Anyway, and then they get divorced 72 days later. I'm tired of this. I'm sick of this. You know, whatever happened to the sanctity of marriage and, you know, family values and raising a child? I have no idea who this mother is of Hugh Grant's kid, and if this is the mother that he's going to be with for the rest of, you know, his life, I don't know. But it seems to me people have kids all the time. And they just, you know, I'm like Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie, right? It's nice to have children. That's wonderful, right? Beautiful, beautiful group of kids. And, yes, they've adopted. Are they getting married? No. No. Should they? I don't know. I don't know. I mean, maybe they're good parents. Maybe people get along better if they're not married. I mean, remember when we learned about Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell? Years ago, decades ago, and we're like, oh my gosh, they're living together and they're not married. You know, they sure made it last. I mean, is maybe getting married a death sentence for the marriage? And people just need to live together? I don't think I like that because I just see too many people. All right, then they break up and then, you know, the kid goes with one and maybe the kid goes with the other and then you have another kid. And what was that article that came out? There's a study that came out earlier this year saying, you know, the average mom has four kids with four different dads. And you're looking at this going, really? Really? Multiple dads? I mean, yes, it would be nice to have multiple men in one's life. I mean, I'm sure there's some fantasies that would be fulfilled. But no, it's not working that way. They're having a kid and leaving, being with another father, leaving. I mean, you know, maybe that's what's wrong with today's youth. You know, I mean, we have these kids growing up in broken homes. And then they, of course, don't think about commitment and don't even consider the idea of getting married, right? They don't seem to even commit to some of their schoolwork. We're having such a huge problem with kids these days. You know, I have teachers, they tell me, I don't know what to do with these kids. I ask them to do their homework. I talk to the parents. Nobody has any commitment to education. Nobody's going to commit. Of course, if there's no commitment to the family, why is there going to be commitment to the education? And if these kids are switching schools and switching families every few months, of course, nobody is planting their roots. Now, this may actually go beyond to a subject that I had talked about yesterday. I had talked about yesterday where the average person holds a job or is in a company maybe for 3 years. We talked about this yesterday at length where it was probably the third hour of the show. If any of you missed it, you could go to the archives on GCNLive.com. But I had been at the radio seminar in Dallas last week, and there was a motivational speaker talking about, you know, look, the radio business, we know, you know, it's been down. You know, people have been getting fired. You know, we need to move forward from here. And then, you know, other panelists and other parts of the other times of the seminar said, you know, look, we're all going to get fired. This is radio. We're all going to get fired. Just make sure you accomplish something. You know, make sure you made your footprint. Take some chances, because if you do get fired, then at least you have a product to show. And I'm looking at this going, gosh, that's kind of grim. I mean, isn't the economy slowly starting to get better? I mean, really, everybody in radio gets fired, you know, as this one gentleman had brought up. And then two people yesterday, very high up in the business, ended up leaving their jobs. I don't know if it was by choice, whether they resigned or whether they were fired. But, you know, when you stop to think about it, working for a company, starting from the mailroom and going up to be vice president and working for a company for decades doesn't seem to be the norm anymore. And in fact, that seems to be very rare. Very rare. And, you know, maybe that's actually has translated to family life. I mean, if you have a job or an employer that doesn't look as this group of employees as a family, and you're able to plant roots and form bonds and friendships and, you know, last in a company that'll later take care of you when you get older with a pension, et cetera. You know, nowadays, I mean, people are getting fired left and right. We talked about this earlier when the recession hit. You know, I mean, you know, the more money you make, the higher up your position, the more of a target you are. So what are we supposed to do? Lay low? Not get promoted? So the guy that gets promoted is the one that gets targeted for the layoffs? It's changing our whole thinking. We are now a society that doesn't lay down roots. Something's wrong with that. Are we maybe subconsciously thinking, well, look, I'm not going to have this job in a couple years, right? I'm not going to be in this relationship in a couple years. Is that all people are thinking? I mean, Kim Kardashian's relationship lasted 72 days. Not that I'm saying she should have been the barometer or the poster child for healthy marriages. I mean, I didn't really expect much from this one. I still don't know why she's famous and what her talent is. I still don't get it. But, I mean, this is what society sees. People idolize Kim Kardashian. I don't know why. And girls now are saying, oh, okay, well, then I guess if Kim Kardashian could get a divorce, divorce is okay. No, it's not. You're supposed to make it work. Okay, true, I understand. If you're getting beaten, if your you know, spouse is abusing you, cheating on you, okay, I can understand that. But people are giving up too easily. They're giving up, whether it's in the marriage, whether it's with the job. I see that with employers. When the recession hit, layoffs, all right? Did they try to work with everybody and say, look, can maybe we all take a pay cut? Can maybe we do part-time? Can we make this work? We're a family? No, it didn't sound. I can't tell you how many of my patients who were laid off said I would have worked with them. I would have done a week free per month for that. Nobody offered any suggestions. They don't. We're expendable. As people, we're expendable in relationships. And it's frightening. I thought we had more worth than that. Right? And this isn't just a radio business or I live in Vegas, the casino business. Most businesses. Now, I'm very fortunate to own my business, you know, in medicine. Yes, we had to cut corners. I didn't have to lay anybody off with the recession. I just couldn't hire more. We haven't been able to hire for 2 years. Still have the same crew, good crew, trying to keep them happy. We're getting through it, but I want my staff to know we're a family. I mean, you know, you have a medical condition, you have a family issue, you have something. I mean, we're here for you. Okay? I mean, you know, we don't want you to run, and we're not going to run from you. But you just don't see that anymore. And it's being translated now to relationships. It's being translated to everything we do. I don't like that temporariness. I can't stand it. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit, InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Did
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. This is Sassy and Stimulating Medical Talk Radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com, drdahlia.com. Of course, you can follow me on Twitter, follow me on Facebook, and I hope you come with me to Alaska. We're going to Alaska next year. Don't forget to go to my website to do the third annual Dr. Dahlia Alaska Cruise. We're going to have presents and prizes and lectures and parties. It's going to be awesome. Awesome trip. All right. William writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm listening to you from Minneapolis, and you couldn't be more right. I'm in the radio business as well, and the average term of employment is 18 months. Don't employers or companies have any heart? You know, that's exactly what we're talking about. I agree. It's heart. That's a good term. You know, where's the heart with the company? I didn't think I was going to be talking about this as much over the last couple of days, but I think it just really, really hit home when I went to this meeting last week and over the weekend and didn't realize just huge amounts of layoff in the radio business. So I'm seeing it. I'm seeing doctors flee, you know, the city and set up practices elsewhere. You know, people are still filing for bankruptcy. I'm not seeing much movement in terms of the economy, but it really bothers me that, I mean, the average person isn't with a job you know, for 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and that's how we were all raised. We were all raised that, okay, you go and you get an education, or you start with a job and you apprentice, and then you do well and you work your way up, and you put in your dues, you're loyal to them, they'll be loyal to you, and we've been getting all smacked in the face. And it depresses us because we want to build. We're in our nature, and we talked about this on the show yesterday. As humans, we're nesters. Okay? It's not just the women who like to nest. Men like to nest also. Okay? No, I'm trying not to demasculate you gentlemen. Really, men nest. You want to make a home. You want to build. You want to store for the future. All right? And we all know what happened with this economy. Real estate dropped. Stocks dropped. Most portfolios. Gold went up. Yeah, gold went up. It skyrocketed. All right? None of us have gold. I mean, I know some of you probably had gold. I didn't. You know, maybe I had some old necklaces from old boyfriends, but I had to hide them so my husband wouldn't see them. You know, who gave you this? Oh, you did, dear. So I don't even know where those are. But most likely the guys I dated, they probably didn't give me anything real. It was probably gold-plated. But, you know, what shook our foundation a couple years ago is whatever we thought we could do to secure our future, we realized nothing's secure. Nothing is secure. We had 60-year-olds who lost most of their retirement accounts. We had people lose their butt on real estate investments. And we always thought real estate was solid, right? We were always taught in the 80s, you got to invest in real estate, got to invest in real estate. Well, real estate tanked. Everything tanked. But what really scared us the most is those of us in a field, in a corporation who thought, all right, you know, we're going to stick it out, got canned. The newspaper industry, huge hit, right? Because people are getting their news online. Not many people are buying the newspaper like they used to. So the newspaper companies, huge hit. So people that were with your daily paper for years, out of a job. And of course, time is working against us because you're older. You're older, you were making a certain salary, and now you're up against younger people who'll take less money. They don't have families to feed. They don't have loans to pay off. We are in a huge predicament. And we know, gosh darn well, that if we get hired somewhere else, it could last maybe weeks, if that. Whatever happened to the company that you start with and you get to grow and then become partner and vice president and later own, that doesn't seem to happen anymore. I mean, I'm sure there's certain businesses, you know, I'm sure, you know, some people will small. I mean, I'm sure eBay. I mean, the people that started eBay are pretty secure. You know, I mean, I don't know about people in the company on how that company works, but it's very, very frightening. It's very unsettling. You know, they say antidepressant use has gazillion, triple, quadrupled, gone through the roof. Well, of course it has. All right. Our future used to be our happy place. You know, any of us starting to fall into a depression, we say, okay, come up with a happy place. What's your happy place? Some of us, it's, you know, we get through the week. We're like, well, Saturday night, we're going out. All right, Saturday night's going to be fun. Just get through the week. Or Friday night, we got happy hour. You know, little happy places. For some of us, it's our retirement home. For some of us, it's a vacation we're going to take. For some of us, it's going to be, where we retire and then the grandkids coming and our nest egg. And for most of us, that got blown. So we don't have happy places anymore. And what do? Let's say the economy does get better. All right, it's going to. The economy's going to go back up. It has to. I mean, I don't know if it's going to be this year, next year, you know, next decade. I mean, it will eventually go up. What do? Do we invest in real estate? What do we do? Do we hide money under our pillow? Do we wait for gold to go down? What do we do? What do we do with the present employer if he could still fire us at any time when things go bad? What do we do? How do we plan? I find that extremely unsettling. Extremely. And when I heard that most people, you know, in the radio business eventually get fired, we all get fired was the quote, I'm like, really? Now, I can understand why I would get fired, okay? You know, I know we have, you know, a lot of issues with content, okay? I know I have to make sure I have good content, right? But, you know, luckily I'm with Genesis Communications Network, and they do. They treat me like a family, which is nice. You know, I'm kind of the black sheep in the family, but at least they, you know, they treat me as family, which is good. So, I mean, I think I'm going to be safe. But I think we all as a society are now realizing that everything is temporary. You know, everything is temporary. And we don't like that feeling. We want to think that this is a home we're going to be in for 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. No. How many of you have been in your home for 10, 15, 20 years? How many of you? I'm right now living in a house. I love the house. I've been in this house for 6 years. It is the longest I have ever been in a house. The longest. I've been in apartments. When I grew up, I went to 12 different schools. We always moved. We never had a home. We never really established roots in any city we lived in. And what's very interesting is I still have boxes unpacked. And my husband's like, why haven't we gotten to these boxes? You know, what is this? Well, one, I'm busy. And, you know, between the practice and my family and doing the show, I'm busy. But I've never unpacked fully in any place I lived because I never expected to be there for a long period of time. My furniture was my boxes. I would have, you know, I would unpack the clothes I would need, you know, unpack the makeup, etc. But all the knickknacks and old mementos, etc. were always in boxes, the same boxes year after year after year. Because I never unpacked them because why? I'm not going to be staying in this apartment. I'm not going to be staying in this house. No, true. My house is so upside down. You know, maybe I better start packing, you know, because I mean, we're still sinking money into a money pit with this sucker, you know, but, it's funny. And still in my head, I just don't see myself being in the house for years. And, you know, my husband does. He's like, you know, well, I mean, let's unpack. Let's build. Let's do some renovations. And I just always feel like everything is temporary. So if any of you are kind of going through this unsettlingness and you can't put your finger on it, maybe it's that. And the other thing, too, that I think blows our mind that's unsettling is technology is at such a speed that certain things that we thought were gold mines or were businesses that would go on forever aren't. I mean, how much longer is a paper newspaper going to last? Now, I love the feel of a newspaper. I love taking it to the toilet with me and reading the newspaper. But, you know, the truth of the matter is people are more and more getting their news online. I mean, remember the nightly news? Would come home and watch the nightly news 5:30, 6, 6 o'clock, right? Right? Well, now we get our news 24/7. I mean, things are different. And unless we know to go with that, it's just going to be unsettling. All right, when we come back, more medical news on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. 0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, How do you use WebEx?
When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig? With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You never shut up. You're damn right I do. This is the Dr. Dahlia Show, sassy and stimulating medical talk radio. Taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Your emails at drdahlia.com. Boy, you guys are popping with these emails. Why are you so shy with calling? Really? You know what? I'll take it. All right. Bill writes, Dr. Dahlia, you just discussed how newspapers and the evening news may become obsolete. What about radio? Oh, no, I hope not. With XM podcasts, etc., will there be a place for radio in the future? Yes, there will be. Absolutely. Because there will always be a place for Dr. Dahlia. You know, I mean, everybody's going to want to get their medical news and hear about my bowel issues and my menstrual cramps. Of course. Look, if there's a market, there's going to be a means. That, here's the thing with radio, and they discussed this at this conference too. I mean, will radio die? I don't think radio will ever die. Those of you suffering back east with the power outages, You know, many, and I mean, God bless you guys, you know, hang in there. And every time there's this wacky weather, you guys lose your power. You're sitting there and your home's freezing. I hope you get your power soon, and I hope this ends soon for all of you out there suffering. But, you know, anytime there's a crisis, a lot of times the radio works. You know, you may not get your television, but you'll hopefully be able to pick up the radio in your car, in your, you know, I think there's always going to be, you know, an avenue for radio to have a presence in the media. I think people like spoken word. People like to hear their updates. You know, okay, remember the tornado in Joplin, Missouri? I think it's KZRG, if I have the call letters right, in Joplin, Missouri. You know, when the tornado hit and people couldn't find their family members, etc., they were 24/7 available to try to, you know, hook people up and let people communicate with each other. You know, I mean, there'll always be a place for radio. Okay, now, how popular will it be? Will it make money later? I don't know. You're right. You have XM, you have podcasts. I mean, look at the music industry. You know, many people aren't buying their music because they could download it. They could listen to it on YouTube. You know, one thing they brought up in the meeting is, you know, in the olden days, we would, not in the olden days, but, you know, we would call and request a song. Will you play the song, DJ? Well, we don't need to do that. We could type it into YouTube. We could type it in, you know, on our smartphones, right? We want a song. We could download the song. We don't need the DJs as much as we used to. And, you know, we could do a lot of things ourselves. It's really changing the music industry and the radio industry. But here's the thing. All right, when you all get into your cars, and I know a lot of you listen in the car, or if you're at your desk and you aren't able to look at a television screen, obviously, where you are, you listen to radio. You're listening online, or you're listening to a live stream done by radio. And what do you want from radio when you listen to it? Well, one, you want to be brought up to date, whether it's with the local news, whether it's with political updates. You know, when you listen to Rush Limbaugh, right, or Alex Jones, or, you know, Jason Lewis, I mean, you want to get updated, right? You're going to be investing some amount of time listening to us, and you're going to want to get the updates. Just like if you listen to me, you want to get the medical updates, which I still haven't done this whole hour. Oh, gosh. Oh, boy. All right. Now, or you want to listen to my opinion, you know, but you're investing time when you're listening to the show. Now, also, subconsciously, now, that's consciously. Consciously, you're turning on the radio because you want to be brought up to date. You know, if you listen to FM radio and you're listening to songs, you're listening because you want to hear the hottest songs. You want to hear your favorite song. You want to hear the DJs. I mean, you have an agenda. And hopefully we're satisfying that agenda. Subconsciously, you're hoping to be entertained. Okay? Because you are going to turn the radio on and listen to the host that's entertaining you. If the person's not entertaining you, you're not going to waste your time. We're a society now where we don't want to waste time. We don't have to lose any time now. If we want to make a phone call, we could do it. We don't have to wait to get home and get to our dial-up phone. If we want a message, we don't have to wait for the mail to come in on Monday. We could get our message. We could get our text. We're very impatient now. So if you have a 10-minute commute, 20-minute commute, 60-minute commute, you are going to multitask, and you're going to want to be updated, and you're also going to want to be entertained. So as long as radio hosts do that and radio networks do that and provide that, radio's always going to live. You know, we get asked all the time, what about political radio? You know, there's too much political radio. Okay, maybe there's a lot of political shows, but that's never going to die, and I hope it doesn't. I think political radio is a great source of information and entertainment. All right. Politics are always the hot topic. Okay. You know, I know, you know, there's people like me now, you know, coming into fruition in radio, making a name for ourselves. You know, Dr. Laura did, Dr. Dean did, you know, and I know sometimes we've been considered side dishes. And I'm honored. I'm honored. Maybe later medical talk radio will be a main form in media. Maybe it won't, but I don't think anything should happen to political radio. I think political radio is vital. I think it's American. I think it allows you to express yourself. It allows people to call in and express their concerns. You know, you can't do that with television. You can't call into TV usually and air your concerns and vent. Yet you could do that on radio. It allows us to speak. We exercise our freedom of speech And that's a muscle worth exercising. All right? So exercise that muscle. All right, what do we got in medical news? All right, alcohol may boost breast cancer risk. Oh, you know what? I'm supposed to be reporting that alcohol protects the heart because of the resveratrol in red wine, right? And then another article says it's bad for you. I can't stand this. Is it good for you? Is it bad for you? Is it good for you? All right, well, they say women who consume as few as 3 to 6 glasses of alcohol per week. Well, that's kind of a lot. That's still a glass a day. Well, all right. 3 to 6 glasses of alcohol per week may modestly up the risk for breast cancer. This is going to be in the Journal of American Medical Association. May make some women pause as they reach for the wine glass. Ooh, honey, I'm not going to pause. All right, this came from the Nurses Health Study where 105,000 women were, they collected data on alcohol consumption since the 1980s, so that's not good. They found women who consumed 3 to 6 drinks of alcohol per week had a 15% chance increase of breast cancer, while women who consumed 2 drinks per day had more of a 50% chance greater risk than those who didn't. Yeah, I got to tell you guys, that's why doctors can't recommend alcohol yet. I keep getting emails, Dr. Dolly, if alcohol is good for you, why isn't my doctor telling me to drink? Because every time there's an article or there's a study saying alcohol helps the heart, there's another study saying alcohol causes cancer. So we don't know. What you want to know what the truth is? It's person dependent. We don't know what it's going to do to you. Some of you are going to live long, healthy lives because you have the drink, right? And you drink regularly and you have your routine. I mean, we've looked at centenarians and many of them have admitted to having a brandy a day, right? For some of you, alcohol is going to work. For others of you, no, it won't. You could get cancer from it, all right? It all depends if your body looks at it as a toxin or as the resveratrol within the red wine helping you. And not all of you are drinking red wine. You're drinking gin and tonics and Tom Collins and amaretto sours with a splash of soda and mojitos with some extra lime and some strawberry margaritas with extra sugar on the rim. I mean, I know what you all are drinking because I see you every... No. I'm working on Fridays. So, I wish I had better news when it comes to alcohol. I really wish I did. I guess moderation. Again, moderation. All right. Johnson & Johnson is under some fire by some of these environmental groups. The Campaign for Safe Cosmetics is urging people to boycott Johnson & Johnson's baby shampoo and urging the company to remove trace amounts of potentially cancer-causing chemicals, they say. Dioxane and quaternium 15 that releases formaldehyde. Now, apparently in some countries, the Johnson & Johnson shampoo doesn't have that in there. But in other countries, including the U.S., they say there's still 1,4-dioxane, which is considered a carcinogen, and the quaternium 15 that releases formaldehyde is still in multiple baby shampoo products. I mean, honestly, we've been using baby shampoo for years. I mean, I'm not too worried. But I'll let you know if anything comes to that. All right, guys, great show. If I'm not live and you want to talk to me, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. We'll play your question on air. Keep those emails coming. You all be safe and God bless. Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Take me down to the little white church. Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.